Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. The jury has the case of the retrial of a Camden police officer charged with using excessive force during an arrest outside of a Fairview liquor store last year. Officer Nicholas Romantino was seen on video punching Edward Minguella a dozen times in the back of the head before cuffing him.
During closing arguments, Assistant U.S. Attorney Jason Richardson told the jury that Romantino created the confrontation by taking Minguella to the ground and repeatedly punching him in the head, even though he showed no signs of resisting arrest. Defense Attorney Daniel Rybeck countered that the force was necessary and justified in order to secure Minguella's hands.
That's KYW's Mike DiNardo. Romantino's first trial in June on the same excessive force charges resulted in a hung jury. He's been suspended from the force. For now, a Bucks County man and a Montgomery County woman who were caught trading guns for meth will each spend at least the next decade behind bars. Prosecutor Tom Gannon says 49-year-old Justin Burks of Warminster pleaded guilty to stealing dozens of guns from his dying father and illegally selling some of them and trading others for methamphetamine.
Those firearms ended up in a variety of locations, including a methamphetamine or alleged methamphetamine house in New Jersey.
And seven of the guns, Gannon says, was sold to 30-year-old Lacey Williams of Green Lane. She'll spend 11 to 22 years in prison after pleading guilty to the gun charges and endangering the welfare of a child. Burks is sentenced to 10 to 20 years behind bars. Both were sentenced under mandatory minimums defined by the Brad Fox Law.
It was a horrific accident.
Police say a violent head-on crash on Ridge Pike in Plymouth Township left three men dead and another in critical condition. KYW's Tim Jimenez says more.
It was just before midnight on Ridge Pike at a Five Points intersection. A Honda Pilot was speeding west on Ridge, jumped the median approaching Chemical Road, and slammed into a Dodge Caravan head-on. Both drivers were killed on the spot. Police say there were two other passengers in the Pilot. One was thrown from the car and killed, while the other was left badly hurt and taken to the hospital.
Police say it's not yet clear if drugs, alcohol, or the wet road conditions played a role in the crash. 1 week after saving 55 dogs in Lancaster County, the Pennsylvania SPCA makes another large-scale animal rescue, this time in North Philadelphia. The PSPCA was called to a condemned home on West Lehigh near 26th Street in Strawberry Mansion. Officers found 17 dogs, including a young puppy, two bearded dragons, and a snake inside of the house. Officials say many of the dogs were suffering from fleas and untreated skin conditions. The puppy had a broken leg. All the animals are now under the care of the SPCA. Police have released startling surveillance video of an assault and robbery of an elderly man in South Philadelphia's Pensport neighborhood. KYW's Kristen Johansson reports it happened Labor Day morning near 4th and Morris.
In the video, a man in his late 20s or 30s had his hands in his pockets of a gray zip-up hoodie and looks across the street to where an 87-year-old man with white wiry hair is carrying a light-colored bag and walking down the street. The suspect crosses the street and pushes the man to the ground near some construction cones, takes the bag, and runs off.
Authorities say the bag was filled with payroll and receipts. The video can be seen at our website, KYWNewsRadio.com. Beginning this weekend, chain restaurants in Philadelphia will be required to post warning labels on menu items that are high in salt. Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the warnings will be shown for any item that has more than 2,300 milligrams, which is the recommended sodium total for an entire day.
This is something that they should be looking for when they go to a restaurant.
Officials say Philadelphia has one of the highest rates of hypertension and premature deaths due to heart disease. Eating too much sodium plays a big factor. It's high school football and soccer season, a couple of sports with an increased risk of brain injury. In Pennsylvania, there is heightened concern for kids.
Students often return to school with temporary or lifelong impairments that can have a significant impact on learning and school performance.
That's Dr. Brenda Egan-Johnson with Brain Steps. The program offers free training to schools and encourages the development of a concussion management team to help students reintegrate after a traumatic brain injury. Dr. Johnson says any student still experiencing symptoms 4 to 6 weeks after a brain injury should be referred to the Brain Steps program. The round mound of rebound is getting some justified renown from the team that brought him into the NBA. The Sixers are honoring Charles Barkley with a statue along Legends Walk outside their practice facility in Camden. right there next to Julius Erving, Will Chamberlain, Bobby Jones, and Mo Cheeks. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.